Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. April 27th is the date North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet in the peace village of Panmunjom. That announcement came as the two Koreas met for preparatory talks. South Korean Unification Minister Cho Myung-kyung said that both sides will meet again on April 4th to discuss formality, security, and press coverage. The leaders of the two Koreas have held talks only twice since the 1950 to 1953 Korean War in 2007 and 2000 under previous liberal governments in Seoul. Korean opposition politician Miguna Miguna alleges he was drugged and deported to Dubai Thursday. Pernell Murdoch has more.
Miguna said in a Facebook post that authorities broke into the Kenyan airport restroom where he had been held and forcibly injected him with a substance, and he passed out. He said he regained consciousness when the Emirates airline plane arrived in Dubai. Miguna wrote that he refuses to leave the international section of the Dubai airport, and he insists that he must return to Kenya. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Russian former double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter were poisoned with a nerve toxin that had been left on the front door of their home in England, British counterterrorism police said. After the first known use of a military-grade nerve agent on European soil since World War II, Britain has blamed Russian President Vladimir Putin for the attempted assassination, and many nations have expelled around 130 Russian diplomats. The Russian foreign minister says Britain is breaking international law by not providing it information. This is VOA News. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai said she was excited to be back in Pakistan for the first time since she was shot in 2012 by Taliban militants angered at her championing the education of girls.
I still can't believe that this is actually happening.
She said in a brief speech at a ceremony at Prime Minister Shahid Khan Abbasi's office that she will continue to campaign for the education of girls and ask Pakistanis to be united on issues like providing better health care and education. Abbasi praised Yousafzai for her sacrifices and role in promoting of girls' education. The Siberian city of Kemerovo is burying some of the victims of Sunday's shopping mall fire that killed 64 people, many of whom were children. Luis Ramirez reports.
The city of 500,000 is paralyzed by grief over the fire that engulfed the mall, killing dozens, including some locked inside a movie theater. The deadly fire caused an outpouring of grief and indignation against local authorities. The Kemerovo governor never visited the site of the fire, and President Vladimir Putin did not announce national mourning until days after the fire. Many locals mistrust the investigators and fear authorities might be hiding the real scale of the disaster. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
British Prime Minister Theresa May toured the country Thursday, on a day that marks 1 year before Britain officially leaves the European Union on March 29, 2019.
Brexit provides us with opportunities. I want to see us coming together, the four nations across the United Kingdom. We have a very strong union that is in our interests, and it's in our interest to come together and really seize these opportunities for the future.
The exit will end a 46-year marriage that has entwined the economies, legal systems, and peoples of Britain and 27 other European countries. Malaysia's government has cut the proposed punishment for fake news offenders from 10 years to 6 years in prison. Jeff Custer has more.
The decision was made following an outcry from rights groups and opposition lawmakers who say the bill aims to silence dissent ahead of a general election. The minister in charge of law says the government will also amend a clause to make it a crime to maliciously create fake news instead of knowingly, as it was in the original draft. Rights activists say the bill appeared aimed at shutting out discussions on a multi-billion-dollar financial scandal involving Prime Minister Najib Razak. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
An official said suspected al-Qaeda militants attacked a military checkpoint in southeastern Yemen, killing at least 9 soldiers from a local police force backed by a member of the Saudi-led coalition fighting the country. For additional stories, visit our website. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music today.